This week's earnings figures significantly beat market expectations and sent shares of Google up nearly 2% in after-hours trading. Google's revenue rose 77% to $2.46 billion, with its second quarter net income up sharply to $721 million. Google CEO Eric Schmidt.
I think this shows that the model is working, that the structure, the innovation, and the focus that we have on our business, and especially on our end users, is really delivering good financial returns for everyone.
Rival firm Yahoo posted second quarter profits this week as well, but those were modest and more in line with market expectations. Word that Yahoo had postponed a planned upgrade to an advertising system designed to compete with Google is believed to have contributed to Yahoo's biggest one-day percentage decline ever. By contrast, Google confirmed this week it plans to increase its investment in upgraded hardware and improved networks.
Google is focused as being the innovator in the internet. And end users have a right to have products that scale, that work, that are simple, and that work everywhere. Google is building that platform. Google is building those solutions. We have a lot more coming.
One of the firm's latest initiatives, called Google Checkout, has caught on fast with online shoppers and sellers. It provides single-source login-for-purchase capability by identifying secure places to shop within online search results.
We're very happy with Google Checkout so far for our end users. The end users can now get their products even more quickly and even more reliably, and Google Checkout makes that happen that much faster.
Google's current growth rates are now 3 to 4 times higher than those of its closest competitors. But industry analysts are debating when, or even whether, the current slow growth in the industry will affect Google as it has its rivals. George Dwyer, VOA News.